Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dave Player on 720 WGN. From the beautiful blonde in The Thunderbird and American Graffiti, Chrissy Snow in the classic 70s sitcom Three's Company, seven seasons as Carol Lambert on Step by Step, Broadway, Vegas, five grueling weeks on Dancing with the Stars, her successful role as a lifelong entrepreneur with her health and beauty products, and now a new book, her 24th, by the way, called Toxic, From Toxic to Not Sick, where you learn how to effectively detox all your body systems and the different survival skills that can save your life. And joining us once again on our program is my friend Suzanne Summers. Welcome back to the show, Suzanne.
Thank you, Dave. Nice to talk to you again.
I have to start off by saying congratulations getting through Dancing with the Stars, because I know how grueling that can be.
Oh. In my life, I've never done anything so hard. It's like learning to play the trumpet from scratch in 5 days every week.
I know it's crazy, and I know that, you know, obviously you've done Broadway and you've done your one woman show in Vegas for
right.
years, but this is like, you know, boot camp, like very quickly to get on board with all these routines. It's got to be exhausting.
And I'm dancing with, I had an incredible partner, Tony Devolani, who's the world dance champion, but he is the world dance champion. He started dancing at 3 years old, so it all is just like a language to him that he speaks very fluently. For me, it's a brand new language, and every week is a new dance, and that's a whole brand new language. The week before, it's all about, you know, straight leg and pulling up your kneecaps and pulling up your core, and then the next week, it's, now you do all this with bent legs and really remembering all the hand positions and everything. It's, I have a new respect for ballroom dancers, and I had a lot of respect before I began.
But it looked like you had fun. I mean, that's probably the most important part. You had fun doing it.
I did. I went out there, and each week I, you know, donned a whole different kind of look. I mean, one week I had fruit on my head, and another week I started dancing on a leopard piano with a bunch of fringe on, and then I was voted off was the week before, and that was the week that I danced as Chrissy Snow. They recreated the Three's Company set, and I morphed back into that character, which I hadn't put on her feet in 35 years. So as soon as I had the ponytails in, as soon as she was in the short shorts and the little suspenders,
yeah.
I had to, like, make a stretch in my head. How would we get Chrissy Snow into a foxtrot skirt to a foxtrot? So I had her come in the door and say, "Jack," like she had big news to announce. And in her mind it was, "I've been taking dancing lessons. I dance like Sid Charisse." And so I danced her like she was having the time of her life. And at the end of the dance, we did these pivots, round, 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 round. And my partner said, "Do you realize you were laughing out loud?" I said, "I was. I was having the time of my life." So,
but what's wild
yes,
is even when
fun.
I...
Yes, it was hard.
Yeah.
Being voted off is humiliating. I didn't realize I haven't felt humiliated in a long time,
yeah, yeah.
But I have felt it before. And then in retrospect, it's not humiliating. Somebody's got to go every week. And the reality was that I really have a lot to do.
But I'll tell you, though,
a good time
but the but not playing this character, and I know you just did a little snippet of, you know, in your you picked up the voice, which is hysterical, like 30 some years later, immediately when you walked in. And plus, you know, those are the sitcoms in a day where, you know, there was no cable and stuff in the mid 70s.
No.
And so everybody saw these shows a million times. So that set, as soon as you see the set and the door and all that stuff, it's so iconic, you know?
It was nostalgic for me, but
yeah.
It was interesting. As soon as I dressed like her, I was her again. It's like nothing had happened over 35 years.
Yeah.
The body language changes, and the eyes change, and the sound of the voice changes, and
right.
And so I had a lot of fun doing that.
Well, first of all, you look amazing, and every time I hear you say you have six grandkids, I cannot believe it myself.
Well, you know, I took the last 25 years off from being a regular Vegas performer because I wanted to write these books. And I also wanted to make sure I didn't miss out on really bonding and knowing my grandchildren. And it was such a great thing to do. And they, you know, grandchildren love you like you're their parents, only you're the one who doesn't have to discipline, so it's even better. So yeah. I started young. Not that I'm not old enough to have grandchildren, but I was married as a teenager the first time, and then divorced as a teenager, and then I met my present husband as a teenager still. So life started very early for me.
It did. I did. And, you know, and you live what you write and what you preach, and that's what I love about some of this stuff. And it's funny, we went out to dinner with some friends last night, and these subjects, just unrelated, and I didn't mention I was talking to you today, came up about you know, one's a vegetarian, but they were talking about, you know, do you ever cook in plastic? You shouldn't cook in plastic. And you know what? I've eliminated sugar from my diet, and I'm not doing any carbs. And it started flowing through, and I'm thinking, these are the steps that you talk about in this new book. So it's the 25th book. It's Toxic, From Toxic to Not Sick. You know, and you talk about there's six toxic threats that, for most of us, are part of our daily lives. And I want to break some of these down. The first one you do talk about is plastics and other chemicals.
Right. So what people don't realize, you know, I don't know when we became so thirsty that we're all carrying around water bottles, and water is certainly a good thing to drink, but how good is it to drink water in plastic bottles that outgas phthalates and PCBs? And phthalates are one of the most carcinogenic substances known to man. And when a plastic bottle gets warm or heated up, it's even more potent. And I was noticing over at ABC when I was doing Dancing with Stars the other day that there are some big water jugs that go in those containers that you put inside an office where people can get a glass at a time. Mm-hmm. They're sitting out on the parking lot in the sun, and when I touched the bottles, they were hot. So now I look at it and I think, everybody who drinks from this water is going to get a big dose of these chemicals. And then the next big chemical is PBDEs. Maybe you don't think you know what it is, but you do. It's fire retardant, and it's regulated by law that it has to be in our mattresses, in kids' pajamas, in our furniture, in airplane seats. It's everywhere. It's polybrominated diphenyl ethers. It's the second most carcinogenic substance known to man. So, and then there are other things like styrene, which you can get from plastic bottles, but also your computer screen outgasses styrene. So we're getting hit all the time with free radicals, the bad guys, and there's nothing you can really do about it other than if you have the knowledge to go, you know, when I'm going to go buy water, I think I'll buy my water in glass bottles. It's a little less convenient because it's heavier to carry around. But and at Dancing, I noticed they had water in a box, and these were organic boxes that didn't have any harmful substance in them. So, but like your friends last night, people are starting to get a sense of how many chemicals can the human body tolerate. What is each person's tipping point, and each person's tipping point is different than the others.
Well, they always talk about, too, there's this percentage in this, and there's this percentage, and it's safe, and it's safe, and it's safe. But I guess when you pile all that up and you keep using different things that have all these chemicals, and I've got to assume that adds up not well for your well-being.
I call it your toxic burden.
Yeah.
And it's from pesticides in the food. It's from the plastic water bottles. It's from what you clean your house with in terms of chemical, different household cleaners. That whiter than white that we want our clothes to be comes at a price. Our lawns, greener than green, comes at a price. When you put those chemicals on the lawn, you get a greener lawn, but when your kids and your pets play on that lawn, they come in the house, and now their feet have the chemicals in them, and now they get in your bed and walk all over your carpets, and so you're spreading it around without knowing it because it's invisible. At what point does your particular liver say, I give?
Yeah.
And when your liver gives out, that's your clearinghouse. You're in trouble. And most everybody is walking around with some amount of toxicity to the point where your liver starts groaning. you know, women would say to me, I've written a lot of books about hormone replacement and the joys of it. Yeah. And then I started getting letters from women. I don't know. It was so great for me for so long. And all of a sudden, I feel awful when I'm on hormones. And so I interviewed Dr. Nick Gonzalez, and I said, what's that phenomena? He said, when the liver becomes so toxic in a person from daily exposure, he said, and you, a woman or a man puts on the hormones, the liver spits it out in the bloodstream because there's no more room in the liver, and now that person is overdosed, and that's why what made them feel good last year, this year is making them feel awful and symptomatic. A friend of mine lives on a golf course. He was saying, I can't handle testosterone anymore. I actually feel terrible on it. And I said, you might think about the fact that every morning you sit outside reading the paper while they're spraying the golf course that you so luckily live on, mm-hmm. but there's a cost to having that beautiful greener-than-green golf course right outside your back door. So I said to the doctor, well, what are they going to do? He said, you got to detox that liver. You got to get that liver cleaned out with liver flushes, and coconut oil, and all the healing things that I talk about in the book so that your liver can accept hormone replacement or accept and lower your toxic burden. It's all about each choice you make. How do you lower that toxic burden? Switching to organic food is one.
So much more to talk about with Suzanne Summers next on 720 WGN. Player on 720 WGN. We're talking to actress and author Suzanne Summers in her new book, Toxic, From Toxic to Not Sick. You know, I was looking at my kids like those Kind bars, and they were just talking about this morning that it was profiled on CBS Sunday Morning last week as this healthy company, and then they said this morning that the FDA said you can't say it's healthy because your saturated fats are so high that this actually isn't a healthy product. So,
well, here's where, with all due respect, I take umbrage with this information from the FDA. Since the low-fat movement, we've all gotten fatter and sicker. Now, think about this. What is the first meal we human beings ever have? If we're lucky, it's breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
Breast milk has approximately the same percentage of saturated fats, monounsaturated fats, and polyunsaturated fats as butter. So, nature wanted us to be on a high-fat diet. By removing the fats from diet and people giving up meat and going vegan and no longer having butter but using butter substitutes and no longer having yogurts that are full fat and which taste so delicious, we've gone to low-fat, which they fill with starch and sugar. They got to bulk it up somehow. And the way the chemicals come into our system, I'll try to do this as uncomplicated as possible, but whether you put it on your skin, whether you're breathing it in, or whether it's coming in on the food that you eat or the overuse of over-the-counter or pharmaceutical drugs, these are all chemicals coming into the human body. The liver spits it out, again, into the portal vein, which then takes it right down into the GI tract. When chemicals get into the GI tract, it starts eating away at the barrier wall. Think of a swimming pool. A swimming pool holds water. Mm-hmm. But if there's a leak in the swimming pool, the water's going to leak out. So these chemicals start eating through the barrier wall, and that allows the chemicals to leak out into the bloodstream, and then they go on a wild rampage. They attack different people in different places. They might go to your thyroid, or it might go to your pancreas, or it might go to your brain, which is most likely because the brain is the fattiest organ in the body, 65% fat. So the toxins love to live in fat. And that's why brains are under attack. This is where your ADD comes from, your ADHD, your OCD. This is where your thyroid disturbances happen. You think, well, what does the brain have to do with the thyroid? Well, the hormone command central is in the brain, the hypothalamus. It's called the HPA axis, hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis. Hypothalamus is like a CEO up there. It tells pituitary, okay, go to work, tell the thyroid to get to work today. So when it's all signaling right, the message gets to the thyroid, and the thyroid's like the president of the company. Thyroid now tells all the organs and glands and the hormones what to do. But if the brain is all foggy with chemicals, the signaling gets messed up, and the hypothalamus may just completely forget to tell the pituitary, to tell the thyroid what to do, and then the thyroid's down there going, well, I don't know what to do. Nobody's telling me. Why don't you all try to play something, but I don't know, play something. Now you have a body that's in discordance. So here's where all these conditions are coming from. As the chemicals in the GI tract eat through that barrier wall, guess what that barrier wall is? That's your immune system. If you laid out the immune system, it's 65% of it is in the GI tract. It goes from the length of a tennis court. And around that whole immune system, the GI tract, is like a mucus. That's the immune system. And the mucus, which is the immune system, is antibacterial, antiviral, anti-cancer. We actually make interferon in our body. That immune system, when operating at max, is beyond brilliant. Brilliant isn't enough of a word for it. But we're eroding our immune systems from toxins, which are eating through and damaging that immune system, and then there's nothing to the immune system can no longer guard us because now all the bad stuff is already out in the bloodstream.
But there's warning signs about that.
That's where the autoimmune disease starts, the MS, the fibromyalgia, the lupus. And I asked Dr. Gonzalez, I said, does cancer start in the stomach? And he stopped for a minute, and he said, let's say most. And then he said, let's just say many, many, many cancers have their origin in the GI tract. He said, mold, cancer, yeast, candida, fungus are all essentially the same organism. He says, as an oncologist, he said, half of my patients are mold patients and half of mine are cancer patients, and I treat them the same way. So I said, well, how do you treat them? He said, well, you have to manage these things. I said, how do you manage it? He said, if you give cancer what it needs, it will leave you alone. I said, what does it need? He said, it wants good nutrition, and it wants a detox body. He said, it's a little more complicated than that, but that's essentially what I'm doing. He said, you have to get all the toxins out of your system through detoxification, which I have, you know, a whole chapter on all the different protocols. And then you have to feed your body correctly with real food that isn't damaged from pesticides and growth hormones and antibiotics.
But then you talk about mold, though. You talk about mold, and I know that, you know, and I've had friends experience when they've moved into a new house that there's been mold issues in the house that have been undiscovered, and they're having trouble breathing, and they feel sluggish and slowed down. And I know you did that, too. I know you had a horrible mishap with your house, and you were renting for a little while, and you experienced mold in that sense, too.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
My house burns down in Malibu a few years ago, so we moved into a house on the hill, beautiful leased house, and I liked it so much, I said, let's buy it, and then we don't have to go through the aggravation of rebuilding. But in the 4 years that we were there, we got so sick, and we weren't connecting the dots. My husband had a fungal sinusitis that where his nose was constantly, chronically agitated, and his eyes were red and watery, and sneezing, and he's such a healthy guy. And then he started developing facial tics and spasms and grimacing. Took him to the doctor, and this looks like Parkinson's. Another one said, this is pre-Parkinson's. I said, no, it's not. No, it's not. At the same time, I didn't realize that I had gotten mold into my intestines, because underneath this beautiful house was an unfinished room with standing water, where there was black, like a black mold factory, the worst kind, Strophy Botrys. It was crawling like little shop of horrors into the drywall, into the air conditioning and heating ducts. And once we realized what it was, we had to leave that house like bandits. And again, leave most of our belongings behind. You don't want to take mold with you. So I got hit twice. The house burns down. Then we had to leave our stuff with the mold. You can take your clothes if you wash them all and dry clean everything, but you can't risk moving mold to the next place, because in 24 hours, each mold spore can multiply 52 million times. And that's what was happening inside our bodies. And I shudder to think, what would have happened to my husband if he was put on a heavy-duty Parkinson's kind of medicine? He would not be well like he is today. And I shudder to think, because my mold it degraded my immune system, dislodged a dormant fungus in my lung that I didn't even know I had. In the desert southwest, there's something called valley fever, or the Latin is coccidiomycosis. Migrant workers get it a lot in the top two layers of soil in the desert southwest. But I work in my organic garden in the desert, and I probably inhaled it, breathed it in. And it was lying dormant, though, because my immune system had been so strong because of the way I take myself. But the mold getting in there degraded my immune system, dislodged the dormant fungus. I went to anaphylactic shock. I spent 6 days in the hospital. They diagnosed me with having so much cancer. They had never seen that much in a human body, and that the only way to save my life would be to start chemotherapy that day. And I looked at this doctor and I said, with all due respect, I would rather die than do that protocol. And he got mad at me, and he said, well, then I think you should think about getting your things in order. And that was validated by six doctors over 6 days. They were wrong. It turns out it was the mold which aggravated the fungus.
Yeah.
And set my body into a desperate fight to save my life.
Toxic shock, so to
speak. Anaphylactic shock can kill you.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, we're in Chicago here, too. I mean, we have a lot of leaky basements in Chicago. And
you
we
have
big rains.
Wet buildings there, they call them.
We do. And you know, there's ways to check that stuff out. I think this is one of the big hit. You know, like plastics, you know where they are. You know you can get rid of them. You know you can use glass
this
and other
things.
It's a little
secret.
It is a secret. You got to find out and do some research in your own home to see if this is an issue. Always great information, Suzanne. Well, you spent a ton of time in Vegas in the 1980s, and you're returning with an all-new show starting this May, and we'll talk about that next with Suzanne Summers on 720 WGN. Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking to actress and author Suzanne Summers in her new book, Toxic, From Toxic to Not Sick, and her return to Las Vegas this May. You're kind of making people aware of all of these issues, but then you talk about ways to heal your gut, your liver, and you talk about detoxing and getting yourself through some of the stuff. So first you have to stop using a lot of these things, and it's the sugar and the fats and the plastics and identifying mold in your... I mean, there's a lot of important things that you've got to look at in the way you live your life. But then you talk about the detox basics, besides the avoiding the chemicals and eating organic, and you're a big promoter of probiotics. But, you know, you talk about, number one, reduce processed foods. I think that's one thing in my household, the cheeses, the meats and stuff that are processed that we have eliminated from our life. Microwaving in plastic, we never do that. We're on glass, we're on ceramics and so forth. We do store stuff in the fridge that way, and you're saying that's not good either.
If you could get to the point where all your food containers are glass, you're that much more ahead. But these steps that you've taken already are huge. You know, eating real food is huge. It's a huge change. Yeah. How did we get this way? We got this way because we stopped eating real food like our parents gave us and our grandparents ate. They were eating organic. They were eating food because they hadn't started spraying food with pesticides and herbicides. You know, fruits and vegetables are sprayed with something called organophosphates. Research has come out that children who live in houses where organic phosphates are prevalent, meaning non-organic vegetables and fruits, have a higher incidence of brain cancer. And the cancer rate of children in this country since 1950 has risen by 67.1%. We have to be alarmed about it.
Sure.
This has never happened before. And the Alzheimer's rate has skyrocketed, and baby boomers are expected, 50% of us are expected to get Alzheimer's. And if we add diabetes into that mix, there's an additional 50%. So baby boomer plus diabetes gives you a 75% risk that you're going to get Alzheimer's. What I'm trying to do with this book is save our brains. Save it by giving up organic food, giving up pesticides. Switch your household cleaners to organic, toxic-free. Switch your skin care, hair care to toxic-free and organic. Women, with your makeup, get toxic-free makeup, lead-free lipstick. I happen to make all that stuff because I went into the business for myself. I wanted toxic-free everything. now live in a green house. When I leave my house, I'm no longer protected. But when I go home, there are chemicals. I have an organic mattress. And you know what? My husband's mold is gone. His facial ticks. Oh, the only time facial ticks came back was in the Dancing with the Stars studio because of all the chemical smoke they were blowing around and the massive amount of EMFs in that room. And I noticed on camera, and it broke my heart, that they cut to him after I danced, and he was grimacing also because when he gets real emotion, it might trigger it. But it was mainly all the chemicals and toxins, and it happened 2 weeks in a row. So I realized he's like the canary in the coal mine. He's going to go down first because he carries a gene called the HLA gene. That if you carry that gene, you are more susceptible to toxins than the average person. It's usually Irish, English, Welsh, mm-hmm. French, Spanish, German. Those nationalities, of which I am Irish, carry the HLA gene as a general rule. But my husband is Eastern European, and he carries it. So there's no fast fast rule about where it comes from.
Well, you even talk about
the HLAers are the canaries. They go down first. They reach their tipping point before the others, but everybody else will reach their tipping point too.
Well, there's other things too. You say milk in glass bottles. There's a company called Oberweis out here. We actually get milk from them, and ever since our kids were born,
it gets better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. And then you talked about organic household cleaners. Now, my wife has switched a lot of our stuff in the house, and no aerosols and all that stuff. But one of the research points you put in here that passed from mother to child in utero, you know, there's as many as 287 of the 413 toxic chemicals being investigated are passed from mother to child even before they're born. It causes cancer, development problems, damage to the nervous system. So it's really about a complete cleanse, not only of your lifestyle and of your body, but your house as well.
And our government officials and our doctors wising up. If I was a gynecologist, I would have already done this research, and when I had a woman who's, you know, preparing to become pregnant, I would first make sure that she is properly colonized in her stomach with probiotics. Get her GI tract working right, because her GI tract will be inherited by the baby. If hers is messed up from birth control pills and chemicals and fast foods, that's what that baby's going to inherit, but worse. And if you must have cesarean, you have to think about this. And a lot of cesarean, we do a million cesarean births in this country every year. A lot of it is for convenience. You know, we could schedule it for 10 o'clock Tuesday morning.
Right.
Nature provided the most incredible thing. When we, on the day that we all are born, we have a journey. We all know that journey. There are therapy groups about the journey. Some people think it was a terrible ride. But that's the only way to come out.
When
you go through the vaginal canal, your first swallow as a human being is not air. It's going through that vaginal canal in the birth process and swallowing our mother's vaginal flora, and that is how we colonize our stomach. The healthier her vaginal flora, because of her healthy stomach, the healthier the baby.
Oh,
but
boy.
If you're born cesarean, you miss that vital for life step. You are not colonized at all. And two of my granddaughters, and I think this is the missing piece to their puzzle, were born cesarean, and they have had lifelong food allergies, sugar cravings. One granddaughter has ADD. The other one has ADHD. The one with ADD has OCD plus food allergies. They both have. They got mold exposure at school, and then the younger one was bit by a Lyme tick. The combination of all those assaults on her body took this straight-A student, made her brain so foggy that the simplest task, she would just stand there and not be able to complete it because of all the chemicals in her brain. And she lost almost a year of school as a result. Very, very difficult.
Wow.
And she's not alone. The youngest are the hardest hit because the youngest, they have done the environmental working group, has looked at the cord blood of our newborn babies. Each of them are born with 180 different toxins out of the 287 that they are testing for. And when you add a toxic cord blood and then a cesarean birth, you're going to have a difficult time. And the oldest among us are also the hardest hit, because longer we live, the more toxins we can accumulate. So if you get, you know, to that point of retirement and you're expecting to have a good time, why is it that so many of us end up in nursing homes with either Alzheimer's or heart disease, cancer, or all three, because of their toxic burden? So the other day, the last night of Dance with the Stars, when you're the one who's booted off, then you're the main interview for the night at the press line. And there were four young girls who were working for a radio station. They all had, you know, on-air jobs. And I was talking to them, and they said, well, one said, I hope when I'm your age that I'm like you. And I said, start now. Start now. The sooner you start making the changes, the sooner you start eliminating chemicals, I think about every choice you make, every bite of food you make, every time you go to the grocery store, you're going to buy the well-known brand that has the chemicals, or try this organic brand. Go for the organic if you want to have quality of life and a good outcome.
So great information, Suzanne. As always, a new book is Toxic, From Toxic to Not Sick, and you can find it at Amazon.com or at SuzanneSummers.com. Now, before I let you go, I know you spent so much time in Vegas in the 1980s, and you're doing this comeback thing, and you're going back to Vegas. Tell me all about that.
Well, it is a thrill of a lifetime, and it's not like I'm coming back for one visit. I'm coming back for the next year or more.
I saw that, yeah.
Which is just thrilling at 68 years old, that I have the juice and energy and the strong bones to do it. But it's at the Westgate Hotel in Las Vegas. And when I took the meeting with David Siegel, who owns the Westgate, I said, I miss the days of the Rat Pack. I love all the big, spectacular shows here in Vegas, but they're not personal. What I used to love about Sinatra was that it was intimate, that he'd come out and you'd feel like you could touch him, and it wasn't a big, overproduced act. So they've given me my own room called the Suzanne Room.
Awesome.
The blackjack tables are Suzanne Summers' blackjack tables, and there's the Suzanne Summers Spa and the Suzanne Summers Organic Cafe, and then by the pool you can get Suzanne organic cocktails, like, you know, tequila in granita flush kind of crate.
See, that's what branding is all about. I love it. I love it.
Right. And the show is my band, Lush Sound, Lush Lights, film packages of, you know, my first time with Carson and
that's cool.
American Graffiti.
I like
and
that. Yeah.
A couple of things from Dancing with the Star, but mainly singing, talking, intimate, off script, ad lib, the way it used to be. Bring your girl or your guy or your partner, put your arm around him, have a couple of drinks, and just sit in the dark and really be entertained.
So is this cocktail seating too, like little tables and stuff?
Cocktail seating.
Oh, I love
it. You can get tickets, and you can get the calendar of all the dates I'm there for the next year, SuzanneSummers.com. And, I would love, I have so many of my women who buy my books and watch me on the shopping channels. I'd love them all to come and bring their families. And I'd love anybody who has enjoyed what I've done over the years to come and make it a point to go to the Westgate Hotel. I promise they're going to have a great time with me.
That's awesome. And it's scheduled to debut on May 23rd, 2015.
Correct.
And on that, again, you can find that at SuzanneSummers.com and WestgateVegas.com. And you can find everything about Suzanne and her new book, Toxic, From Toxic to Not Sick, and all of her health and beauty products at SuzanneSummers.com. Always, always, always a pleasure talking to you, Suzanne.
Thank you. You too. Let's do it again same time next year.
All right, love it. Okay, sounds great.
Okay.
All right, news is next on 720 WGN.